People all over the world were hoping and wishing and praying that the brave young man would reach his journey's end safely. Will his engine prove strong and steady enough to make the 3,610 miles that lie between New York and Paris? They asked one another. Will the young man be able to remain awake until he reaches the city toward which he is headed? It might be 35 hours. It might be as long as 40 hours. He will become so tired that he cannot control the ship properly, some predicted. The steady roar of the motor may cause him to fall asleep, others said. Then there was the weather about which to wonder. What was going on out over the ocean? Were there many storms? Would ice gather upon the wings of the airplane and force it down? This had happened many times before, and had been the cause of the death of more than one brave man of the air. And while people talked, Charles Lindbergh proceeded on his way. Up along the northeastern coast of the United States, the great air bird was seen from time to time during the day. At 9:05 o'clock, it passed over East Greenwich, Rhode Island. At 9:40 o'clock, it was sighted at Halifax, Massachusetts. At 12:25 p.m., it flew over Metagon, Nova Scotia. At 1:05 o'clock in the afternoon, Springfield, Nova Scotia, was passed. Finally, at 7:45 p.m., just before dark, Lindbergh guided the Spirit of St. Louis like a messenger from another world over the Atlantic Ocean and on into the great adventure.